And it's the Tay and Jay Show. Latte, Jeremy Warner, Mike Carpenter in as well. And it's Tuesday, June 28th, 3:23 is your time as we chat some sports. And we're talking Illini basketball right now, Jeremy. That's but not necessarily the guys on campus.
No, we're talking about Jeremy Richmond, of course, not getting drafted. And there's a lot of reaction to a story in the Chicago Tribune that ran a couple days ago about Jeremy Richmond. His uncle, Crawford Richmond, came out and spoke. He was very outspoken about Jeremy. He said, you know, Kyrie Irving, oh, Jeremy's as good as he is, which sounds like an uncle, you know,
right. Really
pumping up his kid. And I understand that. But also had some pointed statements about Jarrence Howard putting stuff in Jeremy Richmond's head that he was a one-and-done player, and it was just some interesting stuff. And the guy who wrote the story and talked to Crawford Richmond, Chris Hine, joining us right now. He's the Illini beat reporter for the Chicago Tribune. And Chris, just how did this all come about? This whole story and Crawford Richmond, sounds like he talked your ear off about Jeremy.
He had a lot on his mind, that's for sure. I was trying to get in touch with somebody in, you know, Jeremy's family, or, you know, people post him to try and find out, you know, what's next for him, basically, after he didn't get drafted Thursday night. You know, what's the next move? He's going to try the free agent market? Is he going to try to go overseas? And Crawford just kind of picked up the phone and had a lot he wanted to get off his chest, and, you know, that became that story.
How did it come to the point that you get to the uncle? Was it just everyone else didn't want to talk about this?
Yeah, you know, I've tried over the past few weeks, you know, to try and talk to Jeremy and, you know, his mom and his dad about, you know, why he decided to go pro, and, you know, just kind of what their thinking was. And, you know, they did not respond, you know, over the past few weeks to any requests. And even when I was doing this story, I tried to get in touch with them again, and I didn't. And it was only until after they had read what Crawford had to say that they felt they wanted to come out and say something or set the record straight. And if you saw, that was the second story that ran on Monday.
Chris, does it surprise you at all that Jeremy doesn't want to talk openly right now?
No, I absolutely not. I mean, you know, he's going through probably a very tough time right now. He thought he was going to get drafted, and he didn't. And right now things are, you know, this is one of the most important points of his life. What is he going to do next with his career? You know, everything was kind of laid out in front of him, you know, all through high school. He was the phenom. You know, everybody was salivating over him coming to Illinois, and, you know, it just seemed like his future was certain. And now it's very, very much uncertain. You know, and so if I'm a 19-year-old kid and that's my situation as well, I probably wouldn't want to talk either, to be honest with you.
Talking with Illini basketball beat reporter Christopher Hine from the Chicago Tribune. Wrote some interesting stories on Jeremy Richmond. And obviously, Bill Richmond came out and defended his son and kind of, you know, reinstated that, hey, we love Illinois, we love Jarrence Howard, we love Bruce Weber and what they did. But it seems like they put themselves in a position by not talking that gave somebody else a chance to talk. And we all have crazy families. We all have that one person who's outspoken. So Crawford Richmond, when you approached him, were you? I know he played college basketball at Long Beach State, I believe it was. How close is he to Jeremy, and do you feel comfortable with him as your guy talking about Jeremy?
Yeah, he said that he, you know, talks to Jeremy a lot, and obviously Crawford, you know, has the basketball background, and we, you know, we felt comfortable, and I felt comfortable talking to him. We had talked to him before as well, so with his, you know, with his background and his pedigree. You know, we felt that he's a good guy to talk to about Jeremy, and he's
well. And you know, both of them, they talk about the fact that it sounds like from your article, both of them attempted to have Jeremy come back to school for one more year. Obviously, something he should have done. Correct?
Yeah, that was probably the most surprising thing I found when I was talking to both of them, was that both his uncle and his father, you know, wished he had stayed another year, especially when his father said that. I was a little surprised. But at the same time, they both said, you know, look, he's our son, or he's my nephew. You know, we support him no matter what we do, and we're going to try to make this the best situation we can for him. This is his wish. This is his desire. And you know, we may think differently, but ultimately this is his life. He's 18, 19 years old.
Sure.
And he can start making decisions for himself. And, you know, they supported him throughout the process, but it just didn't work out that way, or the way they would hope.
And Chris, we look at Jeremy Richmond, and the thing that comes to mind is this sense of entitlement. Even his father, Bill, said that, yeah, I think he might have this sort of sense of entitlement, which I found astonishing that his father was saying that about the kid to the press. But at the same time, it seems like he did. Like he bought into all this hype about him, even though he was a media, you know, an average player. It seems like 7.5 points, 5 rebounds. Of course, he had flashes, but he was on a mediocre Big Ten team, and he felt still that he was a first-round pick. And that's what I find interesting about Bill Richmond's comments, about his uncle's comments, is that Jeremy still thought he was great. And that's just this day and age, when you talk about high-profile recruits, they buy into all this stuff.
Yeah, it's hard. When you're, I mean, think back to when you guys were 14 and 15 years old, and if somebody came up to you and said, you're the next big thing in radio, you know, or something like that.
Exactly.
Or Jeremy, and, you know, in our case, somebody said, you're the next big thing in journalism or something like that. You'd have a hard time blocking those people out and not letting them influence you. And if you hear the constant refrain enough throughout your formative years like that, you are going to start to believe that you are the next big thing. It's human. It's only natural. Is it foolish? Perhaps, yes. But is it human, and is it natural? Is it something you can blame him for? I don't think so. But, you know, at some point you have to listen to the people around you, especially when your father is saying, you know, maybe you should come back for another year. That's a pretty strong voice, you know, and somebody who has your best interest at heart. And you should maybe take some, you know, to borrow a phrase from Bruce Weber, some humble pie, and think about it for a little bit.
We're speaking with Chris Hine. He's the Chicago Tribune Illini basketball beat reporter. You know, Chris, when I was about 2 years out of college, similar to you and Jeremy here, there was a gentleman from SIU that ended up being drafted in the NBA. It worked out for him. He was drafted number 27 overall, but the rumors always were that he just didn't go to class. I mean, it was his thought that he was going to be drafted. He was going to go do that. And that's fine. It worked out for him, and he moved on. He played a few years in the NBA. Obviously, Jeremy, it hasn't worked out necessarily as well. Do you think, even if he would have heeded that advice from his dad, that he could have come back to Illinois, or is that just something we'll never know?
Well, from I think it was when Bruce Weber, you know, gave his post-season press conference after they lost to Kansas. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Jeremy, you can correct me on this if I'm wrong, but Bruce Weber said that, you know, if Jeremy, you know, as long as he did what he had to do and took care of his classes and everything like that, that he could be back at Illinois next year. Jeremy, if I'm not mistaken,
I believe you're
correct?
Right. I believe he could have came back if he wanted to. Yeah, I mean, he would have had to work for it,
right,
but he could have came back.
He would have had to work for it, but he wasn't being kicked out of school for, you know, academic ineligibility at that point. And then as he got ready for the draft, I think that's when he basically started not going to class, and we kind of knew that decision was coming.
So Chris, have you come any closer to the answer? What is next for Jeremy Richmond? I mean, with the lockout looming, the NBA, it seems like it's not going to work out. Even the NBA Developmental League would be locked out, I would imagine. And you talk about a kid that has maturity concerns, is Europe the best option for him?
That's exactly the point. You know, is Europe the best option? You know, he might have to have somebody go over with him, as we've seen some players do in the past, just kind of make sure everything's working out for him. But if there's a lockout, you're gonna have a lot of people trying to go to Europe to try and keep up their game and make some money in the interim. So it's gonna be harder to get to Europe. But you kind of cringe at the thought, because you just wonder what's going to happen to him if he were to go over to Europe. But that seems like his best option at this point. And I asked his dad that the other day, what is next for him? And his dad basically said, we don't know at this point. We're just got to kind of take it day by day, you know, listen to our agent and the people around us and see what we can do going forward.
Chris Hine from the Chicago Tribune, visiting with us here on the Tay and Jay Show. And Chris, I got a question to ask you and Jeremy both. I mean, you know, Jeremy Richmond was a kid that, committed basically his eighth grade year, essentially just said he's coming to Illinois.
After his first high school game as a freshman.
So Illinois fans for 4 years, me being one, were so excited to get this kid on campus. Now he gets on campus, everything, you know, he had some moments. He had a few games that were solid. and he showed kind of a spark to what he could be and could help this team. But then the way it all ended. So as good as it started and the way it all ended, what does this do now for a guy like me as an Illini fan or any fan of college basketball that hears about the next great recruit that's going to be committing his freshman year of high school? What am I supposed to think?
You just have to be a little skeptical. Like, this is something, I use this example all the time. I went to Notre Dame, right? And I had a lot of friends who follow recruiting, and, you know, everybody was very excited when Notre Dame landed Jimmy Clausen, and everybody thought, great, this is going to be the next big thing, that, you know, we're going to win national titles and everything like that. And it didn't work out that way. And look at Ohio State and Terrell Pryor.
Yep.
You know, everybody was excited when Terrell Pryor went to Ohio State. Look at how that turned out. Even when you get these guys, you still have to be skeptical. They're still growing up. They're still going through college. You just can't pencil yourself in for, oh, we're going to win a Big Ten title. We're going to win a national title. We're going to do all this. You still have to be kind of skeptical and take it with a grain of salt, because at the end of the day, these athletes are still kids. They're still growing. They're still maturing. You don't know what the future holds for them.
Yeah, and I think we've seen it with football, too. Mm-hmm. You know, of course, Regis Benn worked out well. Martez Wilson,
sure,
maybe didn't have the career people thought, but he was a good player for Illinois. But for all those guys, or those four-star guys, mm-hmm, who didn't work out, recruiting is still a crapshoot. And maybe Illinois fans just need to reinforce that in their minds. You have Nana Agua, Michael Henry, some nice players coming in. But as we've seen, you got to see him in a uniform.
Sure.
We didn't know Darren Williams would be as good as he was.
Absolutely.
So some of those guys that are really good players in high school can turn out great at the next level. And it's just, again, recruiting is such a crapshoot that until it's done, until you see him in a uniform, don't be penciling yourselves in for Big Ten titles and championships.
So my final question is this. Was Jeremy Richmond coming to Illinois a good thing still?
I do think overall, yes. I think it was a good thing for the program in terms of the recruiting momentum that it created for Illinois over the past few years. I think if you go on to have some success here the next few years, I think that is, you know, will be a contributing factor, because it definitely helped the staff, you know, get replanted in Chicago and really helped out the recruiting base. And I think if you go on to have some success the next few years, you know, Jeremy Richmond will kind of fade from the memory this point of his career, and it'll just be like, okay, he helped reopen the doors, and I think that'll be a more positive legacy. So I think overall, I think it can still be a really good thing that he came to Illinois.
Fair enough. Chris Hine, you can read his stuff at ChicagoTribune.com. I encourage you, if you have not read this article, to go there. Chris does an unbelievable job covering Illinois, and certainly this story is one you don't want to miss reading. So, Chris, we appreciate you coming on. I know, heck, it's the summer. You're supposed to be laying by the beach and stuff.
I know. Hey, no trivia questions today, guys?
I needed an update. What's the number one song in the country right now?
It is currently Adele's Rolling in the Deep.
Ooh, and I don't like that song.
Oh, I love that song.
Really?
I think it's seventh week at number one. It's a fantastic song.
Chris told me about that CD.
Hey, pencil it in. We talked about the Grammys before. Pencil that in for Record of the Year and Song of the Year at next year's Grammys already. That's your winner. That's your runaway winner.
I'm writing this down as we speak.
Mark down the date. Mark down the date and the time. And then after next year's Grammys, we'll come back and listen to it. That will be your Record and Song of the Year winner at the Grammys coming up.
You know, it's funny. One night after, I think it was after a practice or after a game, Chris and I went to Murphy's Pub, and we were talking about just music that he was listening to, because I pick Chris's brain about this thing. He goes, Jeremy, you need to listen to this Adele CD.
Really?
Hey, I'm not a big jazzy guy. Yeah. I'm more of a rock, hard rock guy.
Oh, my wife loves it.
She's not jazz. She's pop.
She's poppy, but she's got that jazzy feel to it. But I listened to it, and it's unbelievable. Huh? That song that's number one right now isn't even the best song on that CD. So she's pretty good. Yeah, I got to give Chris that.
Well, I'll tell you what, Chris, the other day I thought of you, which is scary, I guess, but that 60 minutes
depends on the context.
Exactly. Well, 60 Minutes replayed the story about people that can think back when they were like 13 years old and remember everything that happened that day, and I thought, that is Chris Hine right there when it comes to music. I love it. Well, Chris, buddy, it's good talking to you. It makes me feel like basketball and college sports in general is getting closer to coming back, so
yes,
we definitely want that. Chris, thanks, buddy.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
All right, that is Chris Heim from the Chicago Tribune. I'm serious. Go to chicagotribune.com and read the story that Chris wrote about Jeremy Richmond and his uncle and what he had to say, because it's pretty scathing when it comes to Jarrett's Howard.
Yeah, and I got some thoughts about that. If you've read the story, if you haven't, go on and online and read it. You can go to chicagotribune.com/sports. Just search under the college section, and you'll find it. But what's your reaction to all this? The Jeremy Richmond, his uncle, his dad then coming out and saying, yeah, maybe my kid does have a sense of entitlement kind of thing. I found that really interesting. Got a lot of thoughts on this. We want to hear yours. Give us a call, 217-359-2255. That's 359-2255. You can also email us, Jeremy, J-E-R-E-M-Y, at myconnectfm.com.
Or Lon, L-O-N, at myconnectfm.com. We will be back with your calls, and we'll chat some more about this situation next. It's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
The new Connect FM.
Hey, it's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Lante, Jeremy Werner, not Jeremy Richmond, and Mike Carpenter.
Me and Jeremy decided Friday that this is an appropriate song for this show.
Yes.
This one is?
The name of the band is Average White Band, and we're just three average white guys.
That is a good point.
All right.
You know what? I've never thought of that.
You still need to work on our theme song, though.
Yeah,
Mike.
What the heck, Mike?
You know,
that was a 3 month ago assignment for you.
Ooh, it's true. I mean, this song, I'm letting it simmer a little bit.
Touring the country or something, and you don't have time, or what?
You're letting it simmer. You're letting it go mold here.
We want a song. Listeners want a song.
I'm sure they do. We can always just do the barbershop.
That's true.
Quartet.
I will say right now,
that's lazy.
In 4 months or 5 months or six, how long have we been doing the show?
Seven.
7 months? Are you kidding me?
7 months.
In the 7 months we've been doing the show, that was one of the more shocking things that we did, because it actually sounded decent.
Yeah.
Who was in with us?
Matt Wetterston.
Matt Wetterston.
Yeah, right. He was in with us.
The four of us doing a barbershop quartet. I think we need to take it on the road.
Possibly.
The B sharps.
Can you imagine, though, that's the only thing we'd have is Tandy.
Tandy.
People would be like, okay, now what?
That's all.
Tandy.
Fill those hats with money.
Yeah, quick.
Stevie J doesn't support us very much.
Stevie J.
We got to get him.
There we go.
We got two theme songs right there.
All right, we're starting a record. We are starting a record. Maybe Chris Hine will like it. All right, sum up this Jeremy Richmond thing again for me, if you can.
Okay, I'll try this pretty quickly, because I know we got to get to a
crazy
break. Well, you know, after Jeremy Richmond went undrafted, everyone wants to get reaction, whether it's from his family, whether it's from Jeremy himself, and no one would talk. The Chicago Tribune, Chris Hine, gets a hold of his uncle, Crawford Richmond, who's very close with Jeremy, former Long Beach State player, played in college, and he was pretty upset about this whole thing, very upset at Jarrett Howard in particular, about filling Jeremy's head with this, you know, you're a one-and-done player. You're a one-and-done player, while he was recruiting him. And he also said some not-so-smart things. He said, quote, he's way better than Kyrie Irving. He was the number one overall pick. He's right there with Harrison Barnes from North Carolina, who's probably going to be the number one pick last year. I can't tell the difference. Jeremy's soft-spoken. He's different, but that doesn't make him a bad person. And he also, about Jarrett Howard, said, I would never want to talk to Jarrett Howard again in my life.
That's unbelievable.
So after that, then, of course, Bill Richmond calls the Chicago Tribune and says, hey, he doesn't speak for us.
Bill is Jeremy's dad.
Bill is Jeremy's dad. And he says, Jeremy doesn't feel that way about the process, Illinois, or Jarrett Howard. We love Jarrett. He's like a friend to me. He really is. He's a good guy, and he's never done anything but try and help our kid get to where he wanted to go. He said, what I read Sunday morning in the Chicago Tribune was shocking.
That is unbelievable. All right, so what do you think of this? 359-2255. 359-2255.
And Bill, though, did say one thing that stuck out in my mind. He said, Jeremy doesn't have any character issues. He might have some sense of entitlement based on being put in this position for so many years, being in the limelight.
Right.
It has to go into your head at some point. He's been humbled by this process, believe me.
So it's our fault, then. It's all of our faults for Jeremy Richmond failing.
I don't think he's saying
there's a bit of deflecting of blame there towards
the
people.
What does he mean by the entitlement?
He means Jeremy thinks he's above some other people.
But which player at that level, be it a 4 or 5 star recruit at a high school, doesn't have a sense of entitlement?
Right, correct.
I mean, this is not an unusual thing that Jeremy went through.
Right.
Okay. Well, it's interesting, and I don't know. I mean, I take that almost like Like, we hyped him way too much.
Well, people did. I mean, and that's not exactly our fault. I mean, the recruiting industry is getting huge with recruiting services and things like that. And I worked in that. And I had troubles myself with things like that. But do you have a problem with it? If Jarence Howard, if this is true, that was saying you're a one-and-done player, I want to ask you guys when we come back.
Okay.
Do you have a problem with him telling them that?
Tan J Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.
Can we do our show outside?
I was thinking that.
Yeah, let's move. I, the first thing I did when I came into work today, I went up to Ashley, and Ashmo, who's on Q96, and I said, all right, class has moved outside for the day. Let's get all the classmates out there and spend the day outside.
Take our desk outside. We're studying out there. It's beautiful. It is nice. 80 degrees. Take advantage of this. Get outside, but take your radio with you so you can hear the Tan J Show. And immediately after that, you can hear the Cardinals and Orioles live from Baltimore. Loud and clear right here. 5:10 is the pregame. 5:55 first pitch in the new home of Cardinals baseball. 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Is it really 5:55?
It's 6:05.
6:05. I apologize.
5:55 is when John Rudy and company come on the air.
I was going to say, when I read that, I was like, is that right? 5:55.
That's a weird starting time if they did that. But anyway, we're talking about Jeremy Richmond and everything his uncle is, what are you saying? But the biggest thing that came out of these stories in the Chicago Tribune was that I think that Jarence Howard, Crawford Richmond had a lot of bad things to say about Jarence Howard, that he was putting in Jeremy Richmond's ear that, you're a one-and-done prospect. You're a one-and-done prospect. Just to get him to stay committed to Illinois as Tracy Webster left the team. Do you have a problem with that, Mark?
I have no problem with that because I guarantee you everybody else that was recruiting Jeremy Richmond was telling him the exact same thing. That's how John Calipari, he's on record as saying, I tell these guys, come here, play 1 year, you'll be ready for the NBA. And look what Calipari does every year.
I have no problem with it.
I don't either.
And it's up to Jeremy to buy into that. You know, he didn't have to, Jaren's probably told him that as he was recruiting him. But at the same time, he averaged 7.5 points, 5 rebounds for a mediocre Big Ten basketball team.
Yep.
And if your rationale sits there and says, I'm the sixth man of a mediocre basketball team, and all these people say I'm not a first-round pick, what makes you think you're a first-round pick? There's something didn't click in his head, and it is a sense of entitlement. He'd just been told all his life that he's a star, and he believed it, and it's just sad.
And the question, too, we don't have full context on what Jaren supposedly said. And if I had to guess what Jaren's may have said as a pitch, I could see him or any other coach. I mean, I know Calipari, what he does, but it works for him. That's his system. I think Jaren's probably said, hey, you are a one-and-done type of talent.
Right.
I can guarantee you he said something like that. And we could all see that as well. Back in December, back in November, man, this kid is pretty special.
He's got a basketball savvy.
But then, like you said, Jeremy, it all comes down to, well, what does Richmond make of that? And what does he make of that in terms throughout the year, how he improves, and then let alone what he makes of that when it comes down to, do I come back to school or not, which really shouldn't have been a decision at all.
Well, guys, how many warning signs were there? I mean, in high school, he was always in trouble. He was getting kicked off. He transferred schools. Then he comes here. There was problems with, the game where he didn't even go to Wisconsin. Well, I guess he went to Wisconsin, but he literally left for a couple days. And then, then he gets in this workout situation where he's going to work out for your job, for your career, and he doesn't even show up. Mm-hmm.
He doesn't even go to work. He didn't work out for some teams. And that's a huge red flag for teams.
It's terrible.
He's got a lot of growing up to do, and he's in a bad position, put himself in a bad position. He should have came back, and that's what it comes down to. He should have worked at it, came back. And then he could have possibly been a lottery pick next year.
Agree.
I mean, Myers Leonard's being talked about as a lottery pick, and you hope he doesn't buy into that, and I don't think he will. But at the same time, these kids have that talent. They just got to stay there and work at their games.
Yeah, I mean, this thing, I think, will always have a shroud of mystery over it, and it's unfortunate. We'll probably never know exactly what was going on with Jeremy.
I agree. All right, listen, the 4 o'clock hour, Cardinal fans, get ready. Cincinnati's coming to town July 4th, and we've got 4 tickets for you. We're giving away next hour. You got to answer a trivia question, but we'll do it right off the top of the hour. It's the Tan J Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.